Good morning and welcome back to South Florida Sunday, your interview information program. I'm Mariah, and joining us now is Katie Bouye as well as Katie Myers, here to talk about Smash Bash, a benefit concert for Caden Myers. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I am doing great. It is a pleasure to have you two in here, and I'm very much looking forward to talk about this event as well as Caden, who is hanging out with us this morning. But before we get into all that, ladies, would you mind just telling us a little bit about yourselves? Katie Bouye, we'll start with you.
Okay. Well, basically, I'm just a good friend of Katie and Caden and his daddy, Kyle. I first met Katie on Facebook in a mommy group about a year ago now. And we actually met over Facebook before we met in person. And this was prior to Caden's diagnosis with what is called SMA, spinal muscular atrophy. So basically, once he was officially diagnosed and I started seeing more of those posts, I started to get more involved with various fundraising activities for their family.
Oh, that is so incredibly sweet of you, and to, you know, to step up and get involved, you know, only knowing each other in such a short time and do what you can. That's true friendship right there. And Katie, yes, you do have Caden around. He can come on the mic, too, if he feels like it.
Okay.
But if you'd like to just tell us a little bit about yourself and then Caden as well when he was diagnosed.
Sure, yes. I am Caden's mom. Used to be a full-time career girl and now full-time medical mommy, but I wouldn't have it any other way. Caden is the most amazing little boy that I could have ever been gifted with. He's talented, smart, adventurous, and despite having SMA, he can do anything and is incredibly determined. So
he is absolutely gorgeous, gorgeous young man here. And how old is Caden now?
Caden is almost 19 months.
Wow, he's so gorgeous. Blonde hair, blue eyes, gorgeous little boy you have here. And explain spinal muscular atrophy and when he was diagnosed with that.
Yes, he was diagnosed at 7 months old. Wow. We had realized that he kind of plateaued in meeting his motor milestones. He learned to sit up, but then kind of just wanted to stay in one place. So we got really concerned and found out after a pretty long process that he had spinal muscular atrophy, which is the number one genetic killer of infants.
Wow.
What shocked us was that no one had ever heard of it, including us. It wasn't in our family. And we didn't understand how he could possibly have something that was that common, and yet we hadn't heard of it. So what SMA does, it basically causes muscles to get weaker over time. It started with Caden losing his ability to really bear weight in his legs. And children with even more severe forms of SMA lose the ability to sit, swallow, breathe. It's pretty sad, but we have tons and tons of hope because even though it's a progressive disease and his muscles will continue to get weaker, there's so many treatments currently in clinical trials that are really showing progress and helping kids gain skills again. But he's amazing. He gets around in his little wheelchair. He started using a wheelchair at just 8 months old.
Wow.
And now he's as good at it as any adult.
I was gonna say, I've seen him, you know, wheeling around in here, and he's definitely mobile. He gets around here in the studio. And he is absolutely adorable. Now I have never heard of SMA, and now this is, you said, genetic. What are the signs of SMA?
Well, yeah, it is genetic, but 1 in 40 people are actually carriers of the disease. Both people have to be carriers, both parents, in order for a child to become affected. So that's why, even though so many of us are carriers, it's still not as common as you'd imagine. SMA affects 1 in 6,000 babies.
Wow.
So when you think about that number, it's the same amount of people that die in car accidents every year. So that makes it a little more terrifying and close to home. But just, I mean, just being in this fight and realizing that we need to help spread awareness.
Yes, definitely.
Is the most important thing. But signs and symptoms, basically, kids are born perfect. Mm-hmm. They meet all of their developmental motor milestones perfectly until they start to get weakness mm-hmm. all over and decline. Mm-hmm. We noticed it first with Caden's legs, but any other signs and symptoms could just be, you know, being a floppy baby, yeah. not meeting, like not having good head or neck mm-hmm. control, not rolling over when you expect them to roll over. Mm-hmm. The really amazing thing is that SMA doesn't affect the mind whatsoever.
Wow.
And children that have SMA are characteristically more bright and more social than typical kids.
Mm-hmm.
And it's amazing because we have all of this, you know, heartbreak over the disease. Because, I mean, it gets pretty brutal.
Mm-hmm.
Being in this circle just this year, I've known dozens of parents who have lost their kids this year alone.
Wow.
And it gets hard seeing that on Facebook every mm-hmm. day. But it's with what Caden has, I mean, and him, his high level of functioning and sitting and everything like that, there's other kids that have SMA and, you know, they can't even touch their chin or mm-hmm. they can't even lift their head and they spend their whole lives laying down. But love life,
mm-hmm.
and it's inspiring.
Now, how fast can this disease progress?
Very fast. Mm-hmm. I mean, kids with more severe types, they lose the ability to breathe typically around 8 months.
Wow.
They can lose the ability to swallow mm-hmm. as early as 3 months. And so at that point, typically, you know, they either pass away or they have like permanent like ventilation. And mm-hmm. a feeding tube and mm-hmm. Machines that do everything for them, basically.
Wow. And now with Caden, and you caught this around 7 months, he is just too darn cute. Such a handsome little boy and so full of energy, too. For those that may not know, I mean, like you said, you weren't aware of, you know, this genetic disease that you had. Is there a testing that parents can do ahead of time?
Okay. Anyone can find out if they're a carrier. It's actually a very simple blood test that is typically covered mm-hmm. by insurance or costs a couple $100s.
Okay.
And that blood test you would do pre even trying to get pregnant, it's called Counsyl, C-O-U-N-S-Y-L.
Okay.
But like I said, that test, it doesn't just test to see if you're a carrier of SMA.
Mm-hmm.
It tests to see if you're a carrier of cystic fibrosis and like
okay.
100 other genetic diseases. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And if you are just joining us, we are talking to Katie Myers, who is Caden's mom, as well as Katie Bouye. We are just getting ready to get into Smash Bash, which is the concert to benefit Caden Myers. He is a 20-month-old local here dealing with spinal muscular atrophy, SMA. The event is coming up on November 7th from 4 till 8 at Harborside Place in Jupiter, which is right there off of US 1 just north of Indiantown. And for more info, you can visit hopefromharrison.org/smashbash. And for more info on Caden, you can visit cadenscure.org. Now let's go ahead and talk about the benefit concert for Caden that is going to be coming up here November 7th.
Absolutely. So this was kind of a brainchild of mine. I was fortunate that my son's preschool teacher from last year just so happens to have been a contestant on American Idol last season.
Oh, fantastic.
And so as I was trying to brainstorm ideas to help this family even mm-hmm. more, I thought, oh, I wonder if she might be willing to do a benefit concert. And so she's the one who sort of gave me the idea, and I approached her first, and of course she said yes. Excuse me, and the name of that contestant is Kelly Kime,
mm-hmm.
and the way that I was able to get Emily Brooke to participate is literally I sent her a Facebook message on her fan page,
mm-hmm.
just with a short synopsis of Caden's story and mm-hmm. asking her if she would please consider doing a set at the concert, and amazingly enough, she responded very quickly and Aww. Said that she was very interested. So once again, shows the crazy power of Facebook and social media, in this case for a very good reason. So really that's where it started. And then Kelly was great enough to be able to put us in touch with her contact at Harborside Place, mm-hmm. who's been amazing in providing the venue for free.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, off the bat, we had some of the most difficult parts that go into a planning of a benefit concert
together.
Already set. Just another word, too, about the event, that it is really going to be a very family-friendly event. Other than the music itself, we're going to have activities like inflatable games, gymnastics, including a gymnastics demo, arts and crafts, food and drink, and, of course, there's the shopping throughout the tenants at Harborside themselves. So it's really meant for the whole family. And then, you know, we really couldn't have done this without the assistance of the nonprofit organization Hope from Harrison.
Mm-hmm. Now, Katie, Hope from Harrison, I haven't really heard much of this organization. How did you get involved with them?
I got involved with Hope from Harrison right after Caden was diagnosed with spinal muscular atrophy. They were putting on this amazing music festival called Hope Fest to benefit two local children.
Mm-hmm.
And they chose Caden to be one of the two children that they were benefiting.
Wow.
And that concert festival actually got Caden his first little wheelchair that you see here. Which was just so incredible, because believe it or not, that little chair, even though it's only 6 pounds, costs over $6,000. So we were super excited when they wanted to help put this event on with us. And they're actually going to be having Hope Fest again later in November.
Mm-hmm.
And you can get more information on their Hope from Harrison website, or also from hopefest.org.
Yeah, for that, Hope Fest is actually hopefestfl.org. So you have a couple of ways to get involved with Hope from Harrison. Now, this is a free benefit concert. Again, it's coming up on November 7th. There is a VIP rooftop seating that's with refreshments that's also available for $25.
Correct. That's $25 a person. And those tickets can be purchased online on the event website, which is hopefromharrison.org/smashbash. And all proceeds from those VIP tickets will go toward the purchase of a wheelchair accessible van for Caden, which is very greatly in need right now.
Mm-hmm. And now also, you know, you can make donations as well to benefit Caden, you know, who is dealing with spinal muscular atrophy. It's incredible. I've never heard of this this disease that he is going through. And it's just been incredible to hear about this, and the fact that it is a genetic disease, and just very, I don't want to say uncommon, because it is, you know, it's a decent amount of children that do get this, but it's just so uncommonly heard of. And I'm really happy we're able to get this out. And this is going to be such a great event for Caden to benefit him with Kelly Keim, as well as Emily Brooke. We love Emily Brooke. She's done some stuff with us here, both local talents that were on American Idol. And this is just going to be a great event for Caden, and any little bit can help. And of course, you can make donations on both of them. So you can go to cadenscure.org, where you can also get more information on Caden, as well as hopefromharrison.org. And that's /smashbash, which is the benefit concert coming up November 7th. This is going to be at Harborside Place in Jupiter. Just for more information, you can visit those sites and really get involved and learn more about SMA, which is really just a heartbreaking disease. And, you know, Caden he's doing okay. How are treatments going with him?
Well, there are no treatments yet.
Mm-hmm.
So we are really holding on that
some more medication
the next year
that
or two, there will actually be a treatment for SMA. So right now, the only treatment is really just trying to keep him as strong as possible.
Mm-hmm.
We do that with breathing treatments every day to keep his lungs healthy, as well as he has about 15, 16 different physical therapy, occupational therapy, different types of appointments a week. Not to mention everything we do at home, from having him swim every day to having him stand in a standing device that it's a crazy piece of equipment if you see it, to really keeping him active in his wheelchair, because we really believe that by keeping him as active as possible, he will stay strong until treatment is available.
Well, Caden is absolutely such a beautiful boy, and we wish him, you know, all the best in the world. And with this event coming up, again, it's the Smash Bash concert to benefit Caden Myers. And that's coming up on November 7th, 4 till 8 at Harborside Place in Jupiter. You have Kelly Keim as well as Emily Brooke going to be performing out there. And for more info, you can visit hopefromharrison.org/smashbash. And for more info on Caden, just visit cadencecure.org. Katie, it's been a pleasure to have you two with us this morning.
Thank you.